Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, got Ian.
And Aria.
So there's been a story brewing for the last few months that we've touched on early on when the news first came out. It was, you know, it was kind of a big deal.
It sounded like good news as well. At first.
Yeah, well, it sounded kind of like good news, but on the other hand, the whole idea of a government adopting Bitcoin as its legal tender is definitely not something that Satoshi Nakamoto likely foresaw or intended for his cryptocurrency, or her, we still don't know who Satoshi is, that was released to the world in 2009 as ostensibly a way to undermine the governments of the world and their money systems and their fiat currencies and to undermine the big banks and to actually put the power of money into the hands of the individual. I don't think he saw this one coming.
No, when I say it sounded like a good idea, I mean a government saying, hey, look, we're not going to stand in your way if you want to use cryptocurrency. That would be a good development.
That is a good development. I will agree with you there. And I wanted to be positive about this particular development. You know, I don't care about the governments of the world. I think they're violent organizations. They harm peaceful people. You know, even if they aren't as violent as the U.S. government, where it's dropping bombs in other places around the planet, most countries in the world aren't doing that. But they're still hurting their own people, right? They're still putting peaceful people behind bars, still threatening business owners, threatening people in so many different ways.
Stealing from them.
Yeah, just constantly threatening, extracting wealth and obedience from them. And so we shouldn't be surprised, you know, that the government's use of or a government gang, you know, adopting Bitcoin in some way has an ugly underbelly to it. And so
that's true. What are drug laws like in El Salvador? Can we continue saying that Bitcoin was never used to fund the drug war? If it's
being collected for taxes and such?
Yeah, that's
a good
in
question.
El Salvador.
So let's get into this story because there's a lot of coverage. And the reason why is because, and I've been collecting it sort of here and there over the last few weeks, but tomorrow, the reason why I'm finally ready to talk about this is it goes into effect officially tomorrow.
From everything I've read about it, they're not ready for it to go into effect tomorrow. I don't think they're still clear about whether or not it's even required.
Well, that is one of the big questions. So I've heard both claims. I've seen that the actual law itself, the way it reads, says that business owners shall accept Bitcoin. And in the legal world, the word shall means you must.
Yeah.
That there's no opt out. It's an obligation upon you. But when interviewed, the young guy who is the president, he's like, he's so cool, man. He wears his hat backwards.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Do they have one of the Fred Durst goatees, too? Because that's what I'm picturing here is like Fred Durst as the president of El Salvador.
No, he's got a full-on like beard goatee combo thing. So okay.
Hipster style.
I don't know. I don't know what the style is. But he's a young guy. His name is Bukele. And that's his last name. I don't know his first. Nayib Bukele. He has confirmed. Now, this was as of August 23rd, the story coming from Coindesk.com. In contrast to the original law, the government will not force any of the nation's residents to receive the cryptocurrency as a form of payment, according to El Salvador President Nayib Bukele, confirming that the use of Bitcoin as legal tender will not be mandatory, he posted in a Twitter thread last month.
See, this is where things go wrong, though, because the law they wrote requires vendors and merchants to accept cryptocurrency. The president saying, oh, yes, but we're not going to actually require it is... not the rule of law. And that's the whole point that people allege that we should have these governments for, is that they uphold the rule of law.
Yeah, and then they do things like arresting a critic without a warrant. That makes you think, okay, so on one hand, the president is saying, yeah, we're not going to make this a mandate. This isn't a mandate. You don't have to accept Bitcoin. Because a lot of people, you know, let's say you're an older guy, you get a hot dog cart or something like that, or a taco stand or whatever. You're 70 years old, and you're of the viewpoint that this newfangled Bitcoin, I don't want anything to do with it. Just give me the dollar. Because just so you know, it's important to point out, El Salvador got rid of their government money, their fiat money, some number of years ago, and they adopted the dollar, the U.S. dollar, as their official legal tender. So Bitcoin will be a second form of legal tender in El Salvador. So let's just say the old man just wants dollars. Well, he shouldn't be forced to go and get a phone and learn how to use a phone and learn how to use a Bitcoin wallet or this new quote-unquote lightning system that they're going to try to shove down people's throats. That's a whole other aspect of this that we haven't even touched on yet.
Yeah, even if the government was providing the cell phones and providing the applications and providing the training to do it, I would not expect a 70-year-old food cart vendor to be capable of using the Lightning Network.
Yeah, there's a learning curve when it comes to cryptocurrency. And if you aren't interested, you're not going to learn it. And, I mean, it's not hard to do like a Bitcoin transaction. Now, to be fair, Lightning may be more difficult than a standard Bitcoin transaction.
It's significantly more so.
Whenever I hear people talking about it, it just makes me, I feel confused. And I'm a Bitcoin, like, person. I've been involved in cryptocurrency. I can't legally use it now due to some ridiculous bail conditions, and you're under similar conditions due to the Crypto 6 situation. But I'm still fascinated by it. I still love cryptocurrency. I think it's an important thing. I've got a lot of experience at it, and Lightning is a turnoff to me.
Yeah, I've used Lightning a number of times, and it was never simple. You have to send Bitcoin to a specific address, and you have to establish a channel to a node, and it's so confusing.
I can tell you, as somebody who has a lot of experience in crypto, I don't want to do that stuff. And the 70-year-old, you know, taco cart guy, he's not going to want to either. So, you know, how realistic is it that they are actually going to enforce this law? Well, again, the president said on Twitter, quote, if someone wants to continue to carry cash, not receive a sign-on bonus, not win over customers who have Bitcoin, not grow their business and pay commission on remittances, they can continue to do so, he wrote in his Twitter.
Which sounds good.
Sounds good. Now, Bukele did not refer to Article 7 of the Bitcoin law, which stipulates that all economic agents must accept Bitcoin as a form of payment when offered by the person acquiring goods or services. So it's like, he says one thing on Twitter,
but the law says something else.
Yeah, can you submit that in court? You know, does the tweet of the president contradict what the actual word of the law says?
I would think that, you know, in a constitutional republic, the word of the president wouldn't be able to just nullify the law like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, consider me a little concerned for how this is going to go. And again, here's another story from news.bitcoin.com, an IT specialist and founder of a hackerspace in San Salvador. Mario Gomez was detained recently. His attorney said there was never an arrest warrant for him. Why? Well, they say he's been a vocal critic of the upcoming Bitcoin law in El Salvador. The National Civil Police of El Salvador said they detained Gomez, quote, while investigating financial fraud relating to an email phishing scam. And they're not talking a lot about why they did this. It's awfully suspicious, you know, that they've targeted a prominent opponent to the Bitcoin law. Now, the story doesn't go into details as far as why this guy is against the Bitcoin law. Maybe it's because of what we're discussing, maybe not. But, you know, this isn't exactly the kind of country where rights are particularly a concern for the government gang.
Are they of concern anywhere
no,
these days?
No, but some countries are worse than others.
Okay, fair point.
And El Salvador isn't exactly topping the list of freest countries on the planet. In fact, we'll find out where it ranks. I'll pull up the rankings here.
Because I have no idea.
The number here, by the way, it's very similar in size, like as far as square kilometers, to New Hampshire.
Really?
Yeah, I looked up, just because there's been a lot of New Hampshire independence talk recently, and I looked up, you know, a list of countries ranked by
size. New Hampshire, I believe, is slightly larger, but they're pretty much like next-door neighbors as far as size. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. You can talk about El Salvador dumping Bitcoin or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian and Aria. We're talking about El Salvador and their upcoming, as in starting tomorrow, officially Bitcoin as legal tender law. And there's a lot of aspects to talk about with this. Like, what is the overall result going to be for Bitcoin? We can get into that. We're looking more at the question of, is this going to be a mandate? Because there's two different opinions, and, well, there's two different, I wouldn't even say opinion. One of them is the clear wording of the law that says you do have to accept Bitcoin as any kind of economic agent. If you're a merchant or whatever, you're a vendor of some sort, you're selling things in, you know, to the public, you have to accept it. But the president says, no, you don't. He says that on his Twitter account. Now, there was another post that I saw today, Naomi Brockwell, who's like a... She's a free stater, she's a liberty girl, and she's also into, really into crypto. She does her own show. She found a clip from some other goon in the El Salvadoran government saying that, yes, you do have to accept Bitcoin. But then apparently he went back on what he said and said that he wasn't clear on what the question was or something like that. So there's all kinds of cross-messaging going on about whether or not you have to accept Bitcoin if you're in El Salvador. But we're going to continue with that here in just a moment. I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com, of course. Now, if you're interested in getting into cryptocurrency on a voluntary basis, because that's the reason you should, because you want to. You want to learn about this amazing thing that, by the way, one Bitcoin is currently, I believe, over $52,000 today.
Nice.
So it seems to be on another upswing again.
100,000 soon.
It could happen. Well, I mean, I can't predict what's going to occur, but, you know.
Well, soon is relative.
That is a possibility. I would say that is a distinct possibility in the relatively near future for the future of Bitcoin. If the federal governments of the world continue to print out money, and there's no sign they're going to be slowing down anytime soon. So go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and you will be able to learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash right there at Bitcoin.com. And you can also get the latest news headlines, that news story about the guy being arrested down in El Salvador who's a Bitcoin critic, Bitcoin law critic. That came from news.bitcoin.com. Every day they got updated commentary there. They've got opinion pieces. They've got news pieces over at news.bitcoin.com. It's Ian and Aria here. So just continuing on, like I said, this is a big topic. The whole idea that a government, a group of people who uses violence to force their way on folks, typically they like to have their own form of currency where they can...
Yeah.
Continually print more of it out, like they do in Venezuela, in the United States, in, you know, Zimbabwe, and devalue the currency, devalue the dollars in our case that happen to be in everybody's pockets or bank accounts, essentially stealing value from those dollars and giving them to their friends. That's what the printing press is all about. That's what central banking is all about. It's all about a giant wealth transfer from the average people to the elites. And in the case of El Salvador, they don't have that.
Which is good.
That is good. And I did look up, by the way,
my gut tells me that we got a Bitcoin maximalist as the a Bitcoin maximalist ended up as the president of El Salvador. Mm-hmm. He tried to wield that power to do what he thought would be best for Bitcoin. Well-meaning, well-intentioned, but bad idea.
Well, and now, is it a bad idea
to mandate?
Well, a mandate is a bad idea.
That's a bad idea.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you. But he's saying it's not a mandate.
That's because he since realized how unfeasible the law is. Mm-hmm. That you can't force these 70-year-old food truck vendors to be willing to accept Bitcoin.
It's not going to look good if you do.
No.
I mean, anytime you go around arresting elderly people, it doesn't look good.
So I think he's trying to walk it back now and say, oh, well, look, we're not making it mandatory. They wanted to make it mandatory, but then they were like, oh, yeah, that's actually not going to be possible, is it? So let's just say it's optional. You know, he's trying to do what he thinks is best for Bitcoin, but he overplayed his hand.
Which, of course, makes you wonder if they're going to be choosy about who they enforce this on, because they didn't change the law. He's just saying that it won't be enforced. So maybe they will enforce it on their political enemies.
And even if they don't enforce it now, let's not remember when seatbelt laws were first implemented, it wasn't something they could pull you over for, and that systematically changed until you're regularly getting pulled over for not having a seatbelt. So maybe they'll try something like that there. Oh, well, we won't get you in trouble for not accepting Bitcoin as long as you don't get in trouble for something else.
El Salvador, by the way, isn't the worst on freedoms. I looked at the Economic Freedom of the World Index published by the Fraser Institute. It isn't the worst. It's like maybe in the top third of countries or in the second quarter, if you will. So it is ranked at number 56, tied with Cabo Verde, and just a little bit freer than France, Indonesia, and Rwanda on
freer
the list.
Freer than France, really? Okay.
Just a little bit. It's literally right above France on the list there. Just to give you an example of who's at the top of this chart, it's Hong Kong, Singapore, New Zealand, Switzerland, Australia, and then the United States.
This is badly out of date. New Zealand and Australia both are full-blown police states at this
point. Well, yeah. I mean, the numbers that they calculate this on are trailing by a couple of years. So the numbers here come from 2018. The report itself was published in 2020. So it's usually 2 years behind. So it's going to be 2022 before we actually get to see what the lockdowns did to the economic freedom numbers.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah. So regardless, you know, El Salvador, not exactly the most free place in the world, but not the least by any means. And if Bitcoin catches on there through voluntary means, because people choose to use Bitcoin, then that can do a lot for the people of El Salvador. I mean, there's no doubt about it that, I mean, if you just look at the charts, you can go to CoinGecko.com or CoinMarketCap.com and click on the Bitcoin chart and then, you know, scroll back to show the whole thing from 2009 to now. And it's undeniable that the value of this thing, this amazing cryptocurrency, has gone up quite a bit over time.
Yes, significantly so.
There's very, very, very little time in which if you've purchased any amount of Bitcoin that it hasn't gone up in value. There would have been just, I think, a few weeks earlier this year where it was higher than, you know, $50,000 or whatever. I think it hit over $60,000 or something while I was in jail.
I remember it peaking at like $62,000, something along those lines.
So that would have been the time where, you know, if you continue to hold on, there's a good chance it's going to go up more and then, you know, it'll be worth more for you.
I would say in the long run, that's a very good chance. And a move like this could, in theory, make El Salvador and its people the richest on earth.
It could, if they adopt it. Now, some initial polling is suggesting that there's a large number of people in El Salvador that just aren't that interested in this.
I'm not surprised. I mean, if they had made a law that said you can use this as money or as legal tender, whatever terminology El Salvador uses, I don't think it would have done anything for adoption in El Salvador.
Yeah, he's apparently a very popular president. So he's got like high approval ratings of like 90%. Now, again, whether you can trust
right
numbers like this is another question.
I hear Cuba has a 100% approval rating.
Yeah. But apparently 71%, according to Yahoo News story about this, 71% of Salvadorans say they don't plan to use Bitcoin.
Wow.
But that could change, right? Like if it seems like it's taking off, if it seems like people are enjoying it, 603-283-6160. But that comes to another part of this rub, and that is the experience using Bitcoin. We'll talk about that coming.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden visiting a union hall in Delaware to mark Labor Day. Biden making a stop at an International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers location in Wilmington. The White House saying this particular hall Biden visited helped host a vaccine clinic earlier this year. Over half of Entergy Louisiana customers have access to power. Officials saying crews are making great progress in repair since Hurricane Ida struck 8 days ago. Around 70% of Entergy New Orleans customers can turn their lights back on, while Baton Rouge is fully restored. Regarding electricity being restored, LaToya Cantrell, mayor of New Orleans, says progress is being made.
We expect more to come online and gradually throughout the day and, of course, every day.
This is USA Radio News. The violence continues in the Windy City.
Another murderous weekend in Chicago, Illinois, including a four-year-old child victim. Chicago Alderman Democrat Raymond Lopez tells Fox News his opinion on why the violence continues.
Lori Lightfoot, Kim Fox, neither one of them want to hold criminals accountable. They are too busy coddling criminals and enabling bad behavior. They are bending over backwards, as we saw this weekend with those charges, to get people out onto the street when we know that they are criminals, when we know that they are murderers, when we know that they are doing harm to the city of Chicago. They simply do not have the will. Though they have the rhetoric of saying that they support black and brown communities, they do not have the will to protect them. We know that our police officers can go after criminals if we allow them to do their job. We know that if you are committed to violence, you belong in jail.
180 kids have been shot in Chicago this year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. We're talking about El Salvador. You can bring up anything you want. And there's more to say about El Salvador. They're about ready, as in tomorrow, to officially launch Bitcoin as their government legal tender. Now, what does that actually mean? What is legal tender? Well, in most places, you can look, you can pull out, if you've got the dollar somewhere around, you can pull that ugly thing out. And you can see it says something about, is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Now, that means debts. It doesn't mean transactions. So, it doesn't mean you have to accept the dollar. This is something I misunderstood about legal tender for a long time. It doesn't mean you have to accept the dollar if you're selling ice cream or whatever it is, you're a plumber or whatever.
So a store could get away with just accepting cryptocurrency?
Yeah, and they did. Our friends Derek J. and Steven from AnyPay, Bitcoin shop out in Portsmouth for a couple of years with their doors wide open, and they only sold items for cryptocurrency there. So it is possible, and it is legal to do in most places, as I understand. Again, I'm not a legal, I'm not an attorney. That's not legal advice. But in El Salvador, the law does say you have to accept Bitcoin, but the president's saying differently. So how all that's going to shake out, we're going to look at a little bit closer coming up here. But first, to your phone calls and thoughts, we go to Nick. He's on the line in Pittsburgh. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Aria.
All right, thanks, Ian. I appreciate you having me.
Sure.
I'm going to try to make this as succinct as possible. Long story short, I've been listening to you guys for the past few weeks. I really like the show.
Thanks.
Libertarian at heart. Very interested to explore New Hampshire. I guess my biggest hurdle, because I do work kind of in a job where I can, you know, travel a bit or work from just about anywhere, is my wife.
Nice.
She's set up in Pittsburgh. She really likes it here, now made, you know, friends, family, et cetera.
Right.
So I was thinking, she really likes watching the leaves change. So I'm kind of bribing her to bring her up there. So I was kind of curious of two things. One, when would be the best time to bring her up there to kind of see, you know, the foliage and all that good stuff? And two, where would you recommend, where would be the places to go to kind of sell her on New Hampshire?
Well, I mean, just bringing somebody up, and is she a social person? Does she like to, you know, meet people and have friends?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, everybody's kind of social. But,
so there are different groups in different cities across mostly southern New Hampshire, although there are folks up in the North Country as well that have regular meetups. There's a calendar of those events over, I believe the Free State Project has a link to it on their website. And I think you can actually just go to calendar.shiresociety.com. That should take you right to it, that shows events that are happening all across New Hampshire, sort of that are up open to anybody. There are obviously other things that happen within closed groups or whatever. But there's also a map. There's like a leaf foliage map that you can pull up that's updated yearly to show you kind of how the progression of leaf changes is going. Generally, you're going to want to target sometime in October. Of course, that's when everybody comes up to see the leaves changing. So expect hotel rooms to be at a premium. Expect Airbnbs to be at a premium. That's when everybody's here to look at the pretty leaves. And if you're going to have a wedding, that's when, you know, people have weddings. So,
but if you live here, you don't have to pay that premium.
No, that's true. But yeah, I would say
that's the goal on my end. But I got to sell her first. So I was kind of curious if right now we have a potential to come up like the first, like October 1st, like that weekend, or 2 weeks past that. You know, of those two, I guess I would be curious what you would think. And then I know you don't have a crystal ball, but of those two, which of those weekends you think would be better? And two, if there's any particular areas of New Hampshire that are particularly beautiful, that, again, that's what's really going to get her to start doing some research into this.
I mean, all of New Hampshire is particularly beautiful. You can't really go wrong. I mean, you go to wherever you want to go visit and then drive around. You know, like if you want to check out certain cities like Manchester, Keene, Portsmouth, make sure you go outside of the cities to see the rural, you know, countryside. Go up to the North Country and look at the White Mountains. People love the look here. I mean, it's a very, very pretty place. So you really can't go wrong. Just get in the car and point it in a direction of interest and just see what you come across. You know, some people like to go mountain climbing or whatever, and there's that Mount Monadnock here in the Keene area that is a very climbed mountain. So if you want to get out of the car and, you know, do outdoorsy things, there's obviously things like that that you can do here as well. So I would say one thing you'll want to do probably is touch base with people here in New Hampshire. Let them know that you're coming. Let them know when and where you're planning on coming up, so that way they can know to expect you. And, you know, if there's not already something going on, sometimes we can schedule a thing specifically for your visit. So there's always things like that. That is a possibility. And one way to do that is to go to the Shire forums over at forum.shiresociety.com and post an introduction there. And then that's another good way to kind of crowdsource answers to this question, because, I mean,
I'm not a leaf watcher.
Yeah,
so.
I live in Keene. I mean, I don't know what else is going on everywhere. There is that calendar that I mentioned, calendar.shiresociety.com, I believe still takes you there. If not, you can go to the Free State Project website and find it from there. But it's a fine time of year to come up and check out New Hampshire and connecting with the people, looking at the lay of the land. I mean, those are, I think, two of the best things you can do to show the lady, you know, how really cool this is. Now, is she into freedom at all, or is that pretty much just your thing?
That's pretty much. I mean, she's like-minded, but she's not as nearly as politically outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have many arguments as far as a lot of this stuff goes, but she's not going to listen to podcasts. She's not going to follow it, research it. But I mean, we're like-minded, but
yeah.
I'm more into it, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Like I said, for her, it's going to be more about the whole setup. Where are we going to live? You know, what's it going to be like? What is the general atmosphere? Rather than the liberty movement per se. But I kind of run this past her, and she's open to it. Mm-hmm. But I got to sell her on it, and I figured the best time to do it would be when the lay of the land is pretty.
Yeah, it's always pretty.
Yeah. Any other advice you want to give him, Arya?
The first weekend of October is probably better than the, what did you say, two weekends past that? Because I think 2 weekends past that is going to be when, you know, everyone from New York is coming in to check it out.
It just all depends. I mean, it depends on how cold things get in September and then how fast the leaves start to change. That's why I say there are maps online that keep track of it. Usually your north country starts to change first because it's colder up there. So depending on where the leaves are in changing may affect your decision on where you want to go and, you know, look around. So that's another factor. And to listeners out there that are considering this,
you mentioned like the meetups and stuff like that. Is there any particular meetup that would be a little bit more? I feel like the Liberty Movement too, for better or for worse, is probably for worse, is a little bit more of a male dominated thing.
Yeah.
Any of those meetups that would be a little bit more appealing to a female?
I would say, last I heard, Tap Room Tuesdays was still very well attended in Manchester. It's one of the longest running meetups here in New Hampshire, and because it's in Manchester, you're more likely to attract a larger number of people, which means you're more likely to have more women, I think, attending that particular event. Just because it's big and it's been around for a long time. So take a look at that one. I can't say what Social Sundays is like in Keene these days because I haven't been able to go.
Attendance is pretty low, and it's basically just like 3 or 4, maybe 5 people.
Really? Because I'd heard it was hitting like 20, it was 20
something. Well, this last weekend it was 4 or 5.
Okay, yeah, so you never know what you're going to get at some of these things. But yeah, check out that calendar and get on over on the forums and introduce yourself there, and I think that's a good way to kind of get in touch with people before you decide to come up and visit. Now, for those that are maybe not able to come up in the fall, of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest comes up in the summertime, and, you know, that's going to be here before you know it, even though it's most of a year away. That's also
not even a year away anymore.
Yeah.
9 months?
9 months. That's another one that people should really consider coming up for. There was record attendance of the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. It was a sold-out event, and it's likely that it's going to be that way in the future. Nick, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you, and look forward. Well, I don't know if I'll be able to see you because I'm locked in my house, but yeah, I think most of us would look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely.
If you are coming up here. So.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Hey, I appreciate it. We're coming up here. We got more on El Salvador, their Bitcoin experiment. Is it going to be good for Bitcoin? That is one of the most important questions to ask about this. We'll talk about it on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian and RF. We were just talking with a gentleman on the line about visiting New Hampshire. I think there are a lot of people in the Liberty community who are considering making a move up here. And that's because, well, you know what?
That's the impression I get on Facebook.
Yeah, and I see it a lot. I'm allowed to use Twitter, thanks to my federal handler approving that. And there's a lot of buzz. It seems like there's way more interest now, and it's probably due to COVID. But whatever, whatever the reason, due to the crackdown, I mean, crackdown on freedoms. Whatever the reason is, people are interested now. Last year was a record year for people coming to visit and people moving to New Hampshire, and I think we're going to top it this year. That's what I believe. I have not seen the official numbers from the Free State Project or anything like that, but just based on the buzz, based on the people coming to visit, based on all of the different factors that we can experience, I think it's going to be a record year.
Well, New Hampshire's been pretty awesome lately by passing the legislation that forbids the government from requiring people to get vaccinated.
That's correct. Yeah,
which has affected schools and universities, which was something I didn't anticipate.
Yeah, and speaking of schools, there's now a kind of a school choice thing that allows parents to get thousands of dollars, essentially, in sort of a check for their private school or whatever that they're going
to... I think it worked out how much it costs to educate your kid in the public school system, and basically they will give you that amount in a check for you to use for private tuition or whatever form of education you want.
Yeah, it's interesting. That, again, Free Staters, Liberty Activists, state reps.
To say nothing of the New Hampshire Independence Drive right now.
Yeah, and that's coming soon. That bill hasn't been filed yet. It's going to take another couple weeks for that to actually happen, but the language has been finalized by the state reps that are going to submit this. I mean, it's already making headlines because...
Yeah, I was surprised by that because my ability to access the news is limited, so I wasn't aware of the Concord Monitor or the other one that Dave Ridley had mentioned, but it's making the rounds in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's making local headlines, but it's not the reason we wanted to. They're using some of the things that one of the state reps said as a way to stir up controversy and not so much focus on the independence aspect of it, but more some of the controversial things that that he had said. Anyway, we can talk about that another time. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, though. Michael is on the line in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Good evening. I wanted to talk about the whole rental situation and ultimately the company.
The what situation? Rental?
Rentals. The rental moratoriums and all that.
Oh, the eviction moratorium. Yeah, that got
overturned
by the Supreme Court a week ago or something.
And I just actually finished my lease with my landlord.
Mm-hmm.
I actually prepaid my lease to the end of May of next year because I'm actually pondering moving up to New Hampshire as well.
Nice.
Of course, now the rental market's all screwed up with the eviction moratorium, so who knows what's going to happen. But the reason I called is I had to talk with my landlord.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of on board to some degree with the ideas of liberty.
Hmm.
And for the most part, with their apartments, most of the residents kept up with the rent, so they didn't have much of a problem with the freeloaders.
Lucky.
Although on the commercial side, they own commercial properties, but they took a bath on that because either the state shut down the businesses or they went remote. And that's where they got hurt. And we were talking about that.
Should make it easy to sell the ideas of liberty then.
Yeah, and we're talking about all this extra currency getting printed the last year or so, and about more inflation down the line. And if we get 100% inflation, why bother even drawing up a lease? Because you might as well go month to month.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's a possibility for me too. After I finish my lease, he was open about that, and he's kind of thinking along the same lines, you know.
But, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if you're expecting hyperinflation, you certainly don't want to be locked in to a lease that requires the person to pay $1,000 a month when $1,000 doesn't even buy your dog food at the end of the month.
On the other side, though, it would screw the renter whose wages aren't going to, increase commensurately for them to continue paying rent.
There's no good outcome to hyperinflation. Somebody's going to get hurt, and it's usually everybody.
And I told him about moving to New Hampshire, and he said, I wish I could join you. that's part of my plan, probably in the next year.
Well, it's a good plan.
One more reason. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a good plan as long as you can get out of where you're expecting to be able to leave, as long as they don't lock down the borders and actually prevent people from leaving.
Yeah. Plus, probably sooner than later, because if inflation kicks in, it'll end up costing that much more to move there, like rental trucks and gas and all that. So that's probably one more reason for liberty-minded people to get to New Hampshire sooner than later.
Michael, good points. I mean, there's nothing I can disagree with here. And thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you, and good luck with the decision.
The inflation is certainly a good reason for people to get into Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency, just if for no other reason than to hedge your bets against the collapse of the USD or just the inflation of the USD.
Yep, exactly. So we were talking about Bitcoin earlier, and specifically one country that has gone way further than anybody ever expected, and they are approving Bitcoin as legal tender in El Salvador starting tomorrow. Now, according to news.bitcoin.com, the El Salvadoran government has released a video. Now, it's in Spanish, so if you can't speak Spanish, you probably shouldn't watch the video, but it does kind of give you, there's graphics, so you can kind of get an idea of what they're saying. But news.bitcoin.com has done a breakdown of this video, and it is explaining what to expect when the Bitcoin law enters into force, which again starts tomorrow. The video features the government's fee-free crypto wallet called Chivo, which stands for cool.
It can't possibly be fee-free.
No, it cannot. And so, of course, that brings up some questions about exactly how this is going to work. Let's get into it. So the Bitcoin law in El Salvador comes into effect tomorrow when Bitcoin, BTC, and by the way, the law, I believe, doesn't specify BTC. I think it just says Bitcoin, which technically would mean that Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin SV, these things would also be considered Bitcoin. But again,
they would be much easier to use than the Lightning Network.
Sure would.
And then you have the question of whether or not, transactions on the Lightning Network are even actual Bitcoin transactions.
Well, They're not really. I mean, it's basically what they call a second layer technology, and it's essentially an off-chain transaction done on some database.
But it can become a Bitcoin transaction,
yeah.
But it isn't by default.
So El Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele tweeted a video explaining what to expect, including the benefits of using the government's official crypto wallet, Chivo. According to a translation of the video posted to Twitter, starting September, Bitcoin will be legal tender in our country alongside the U.S. dollar. The video begins. Further, it says, now this is the official video from the government, using Bitcoin is not mandatory. You will have the option of paying and collecting in Bitcoin or dollars. All cash transactions, prices, salaries, and pensions will continue to be in dollars. You will have the option to use the government's wallet for free to make transactions in Bitcoin or in dollars at any time of day and without fees. You can also use any other wallet to make your transactions.
Oh, so they are allowing private wallets then.
Correct.
Okay. That's better than I thought.
However, to incentivize people to use the government's official wallet, they are giving people $30 worth of Bitcoin as a bonus.
But you could then transfer that to your private wallet, right?
I don't know what the restrictions are on this particular government wallet. In theory, if it's a real Bitcoin wallet, then yes, you should be able to do that. But if it's fee-free, then we know it's not a real Bitcoin wallet because Bitcoin is not fee-free. There is a fee. Every time you send Bitcoin to someone, there's always a fee associated. And this is standard for cryptocurrencies. There are some cryptos that basically have figured out, you know, ways to eliminate fees. But for the most part, the big boys out there, the Bitcoin Cash, Dash, there's always a fee. But with most cryptocurrencies, it's negligible. It's this.
Yeah.
It's 0.0001.
That's not the case with Bitcoin.
Yeah, but with Bitcoin, you're usually going to be spending these days, let's say, 20 to 40 cents or more. Sometimes significantly more. Sometimes dollars worth of a fee to send Bitcoin. And it doesn't matter how much Bitcoin you're sending to the recipient. That's not a factor. The factor has to do with the actual size and bytes of the transaction and a few other technical things that we don't need to get into here. But suffice it to say, Bitcoin is not a fee-free thing. So for it to be without fees suggests that this wallet is actually a Lightning Network wallet.
Yeah, but even the Lightning Network has fees.
Does it really?
I thought they were. I thought it did.
There's
they were
fees,
just
I
much
know,
lower.
I know when you send Bitcoin into Lightning and when you remove it from Lightning, I know there are fees. Are there fees for each transaction? Wouldn't surprise me if there were.
I don't know.
Maybe the government's eating those. You know, maybe they're subsidizing Bitcoin transactions.
I could also just be wrong.
603-283-6160 is the number where you can join us here. More on El Salvador and the Bitcoin experiment coming up here.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.